But first, an underused parklet in the Naas town centre has cost in excess of €50,000, but the public have not warmed to the concept. It's a parklet out an outside seating structure, first located at North Main Street, roughly opposite Fletcher's Pub, but was moved to Dublin Road after some local people, business operators and politicians complained about it. And there have been calls for greater public consultation, especially given that 5 car park spaces have been lost to the town. And it's also been said that the barriers at the side of the parklet mean that people don't actually know if it's open or not. Joining me now on the line is Fine Gael councillor on the Naas Municipal District Fintan Brett and former Green Party councillor for Naas Bob Quinn. Good morning to you both, and thanks again for joining us on the Kildare Today Show. Fintan, I'll come to you first in relation to this parklet. Reading that there were some concerns about it, but you've said that it's actually a great idea for Naas.
Well, I think with the move to outdoor recreation and that there at the time, it certainly was something that we thought would be excellent for the town. At that time, we had visions of the inner relief road being completed, because you cannot look at this in isolation. Murtagh's Corner, that junction needed to be upgraded. The parklet was installed first, as you said, opposite the Graw, outside the Graw restaurant, which is on, as you stated, also there opposite Fletcher's Pub. Mm. However, there was some complaints about it restricting view coming out from the Church of Ireland, which was the entrance was right beside it, and that the unit was a very robust unit, because obviously, as Bob and everybody else knows, Naas is heavily trafficked. We had really thought that the junction at Murtagh's Corner at this stage would be completed. It's still the Part 8 even hasn't come to us yet. So there's a huge amount of traffic going through the town, and really, for parklets are in use all over Ireland. They're a fabulous success in a lot of towns. Mm. Naas is so heavily trafficked that I think people don't really feel safe sitting out in it. I'd say now. I was travelling out in Naas yesterday evening, and the weather wasn't great, but it was dry at the time, and there were still 3 people sitting in the one at on the Dublin Road at that time. So it does get used, but possibly not as much as it should be, on the fact that it was moved from one location to another, and now because of the requirement to install a pedestrian crossing there, it's going to have to be moved again. But I do think this is not a white elephant. Money has been invested in, but the unit is still there, and it will in time be, I think, of benefit to the people of Naas, because we want to see people sitting outside enjoying coffee, but they have to have a safe environment to do it.
Mm. You mentioned there, Fintan, that these kind of parklets, they have been in other towns and villages in Ireland. For the idea for it being in Naas, you mentioned like it's so, there's so much traffic going there, especially on the main street. I mean, was that not taken into account when putting a parklet there, that maybe some people might not want to sit so close to the traffic, especially considering how busy it can get in Naas?
Again, as I stated there, it's a very robust unit. I think this is something south of 20 tonnes, 15, 16 tonnes. So it's a very heavy unit for safety and that there. But as I said, our belief at the time, and this is the section in the council that was dealing with, it just fails to come to mind at the moment, the public realm team, they were pushing this, that it would be a big, and you know, based on what they were telling us, we thought it would work out. It has to a certain extent worked, but I cannot go any further than say, look, the amount of traffic, heavy vehicles and that, we need really the Gallops Avenue Road, which is going to be delivered next year, and Murtagh's Corner, which we hope will also commence next year. We need them two roads to be in place. That will take, if them two roads are in place, 50% of the heavy vehicles would be out in it. 30% of traffic as minimum would be taken out of Naas, we'd have a different town. And I think that parklet would be ideal then.
And then
at
so,
the moment,
so
it's just
too
many traffic.
Why would they put the parklet in now? And could they not have just waited and said, OK, we know or we hope that these two new roads will decrease the amount of traffic we're seeing on the main street? Why not just wait until they're built before adding in the parklet? Why spend so much money putting it in, moving it to a different location, and now having to move it again because of a pedestrian crossing?
Look, the best answer I can give to that, Johanna, hindsight is 2020 vision. They really believed, based on what they've seen elsewhere, that it would be of a bit. Again, I stress, it has been used. It's not that it's sitting empty all the time. We had a lot of opposition when we put in the seating into Poplar Square. Yet you go there any time of year, especially at lunchtime, and you see the amount of kids, if the weather is dry, that uses that. It's really heartening to see it. Even in October, November, when the weather is dry, you'll see dozens of kids sitting there having their lunches and that. So, given a safe area, people will dine and eat out or stay outdoors rather than in. And as I said, the parklet was used, but not as much perhaps as it should be. And I put it down to the presence, especially of heavy vehicles going by and the noise of them, where people can't really talk and with the volume of traffic and the noise.
Bob Quinn also joins me on the line. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for holding the line there. Bob, you have the details on, I suppose, the cost of the parklet from it originally being moved outside the Gras restaurant and across from Fletcher's, being relocated to the Dublin Road, and now it's looking like it's going to be moved again for the pedestrian crossing coming in.
Yeah, that's right, Hannah. Just to say as well, in 2022, when this decision was taken, it's not a decision I was privy to. I was not on the council at the time. I respect Fintan's opinion, but I fundamentally disagree with his assessment of all of the above. This morning, the parklet was moved from outside Gras in 2023. And it cost close to €5,000 because, you know, there's traffic management and all that type of stuff involved. It was brought back to the manufacturer's workshop, and then was moved from the manufacturer's workshop to its site on the Dublin Road where it sits today. And that was an additional cost of in around €11,000. So we're €16,000 in the hole on two moves and some minor repairs, as I understand it to be. Now, the assessment, my assessment, and I run the Money Advisors, which is a financial planning business right beside Meadows and Byrne and Urban Kitchen. And I live across the road next door to Lawler's Hotel. I'm in this part of town on a 24/7 basis. The assessment in relation to the parklet not being used because of heavy traffic in Naas Town isn't correct as far as I'm concerned. The parklet is structured in such a way that there is a barrier to get into it. There's this box iron which makes it uninviting, if you like. The planting is haphazard. There is sufficient barriers, if you like, if it was done correctly, done the way parklets are done in London, in Paris, in San Francisco, if it followed best practice, and if the council rolled up its sleeves and followed best practice and pushed higher standards, this parklet would, without doubt, in my mind, be a social space on the Dublin Road, a space for people of all ages, of all backgrounds, to make use of, not necessarily 365 days a year, but certainly when the weather facilitates, it could make use. It could be spillover for Urban Kitchen, Costa Coffee, can be a place for teenagers to hang out, as they would typically do in the outdoor seating Costa Coffee. And there's a huge, overwhelming desire and need for public space in Naas Town. Mm. So, in my view, like, the proposal to move the parklet, if it stood on its merits that there's a more suitable location, and I don't know if Fintan's privy to this or not, but the council have recently confirmed to me that the proposal to move comes from it being a visual barrier to the proposed pedestrian crossing. But there's a couple of things here. Number one, the parklet has to be moved because of the pedestrian crossing going in. So it's not necessarily been moved based on an independent assessment of what's working or what's not working. And the council is proposing putting it out in Kurdistan Park, which I believe will serve far fewer people than it serves right now. And I've made a detailed submission in relation to pedestrian crossing, because this is about serving the public need. There is without doubt an overwhelming need for pedestrian crossing on the Dublin Road, but not where they're proposing locating it right now, and then going to the enormous expense of moving the parklet out to Kurdistan Park. So I've made my submission. I've asked them to consider relocating the pedestrian crossing closer to the stables, restaurant, and between Tuckmill, if you like, Tuckmill Gallery and the stables restaurant, because as I see every single day the year, the pinch point for people crossing the Dublin Road, crossing over to Lawler's Hotel, you know, going to and from the stables, Chapel Lane over to the church, the Mercy Convent, St. Mary's, the vast majority of people cross beside the stables. They don't cross up at Meadows and Burn. So if you're looking at anyone up the Dublin Road coming in, typically 8:50 in the morning, going to the Mercy Convent, St. Mary's, anyone coming in the Dublin Road can make use of pedestrian crossing ever so slightly closer to Poplar Square. Mm. And that involves then the council, gives the council the opportunity to maybe up their game in relation to the structure of the parklet, the layout, remove that box iron barrier between the footpath and the parklet itself. And there's a couple of things that the council hasn't tested or tried yet, because I think the parklet, the concept of a parklet is a good idea. But what Kildare County Council executed in 2022 sank like a lead balloon. There was uproar. It was relocated to its current location at, quite frankly, enormous cost. And as someone who pays local property tax and commercial rates to Kildare County Council, I want to see higher standards and certainly better value for money. So here's an opportunity for the council to maybe look at correcting a couple of issues, known issues with the parklet, to see if that makes any difference. And number two, reducing the spend of setting up this pedestrian crossing by relocating it to a slightly different part of the Dublin Road, where it'll serve more of the public, as far as I'm concerned, not fewer. So overall, the execution of the parklet has been poor. But the council has an opportunity to address this now, and maybe give some of the local businesses, as I said, like Urban, like Costa, greater ownership in the parklet. And if that sort of barrier, as I said, the box iron barrier was removed, it makes the parklet physically a much bigger space for people to use as well. There's an opportunity for a few little tables out there. And that, I think, could possibly change things for the better.
Mm. Fintan, going back to you, and thanks for holding the line there. I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, if there are safe open spaces for people to be able to sit outside, like, they're going to take that opportunity, especially during the good months. In relation to what Bob was saying, could the council take submissions on this? Would they be open to ideas on kind of how best this parklet can serve the community while also benefiting those, you know, with the pedestrian crossing as well?
Well, I suppose I would say in the first instance that the council, if anybody writes into the department, they will always look at it. I'm not sure if Bob is does he mean to go to public submissions on that, on it. I don't see that happening on it. But the crossing, let's be clear, the crossing is where it's been placed up at the area is actually called the crossings there, because it's where the old railway line used to go through, and the pedestrian crossing's gone in there, because at lunchtime there's a huge amount of business around there. A lot of children come through the shopping centre, come up Old Town Street, up to use the shops where the Maxall station is and the shops there is. There is a lot of footfall there. Where Bob is talking about down at the stables and that there, look, we're looking at go back to this Gallops Avenue and this outer road to complete that and Murtagh's Corner. When those things are done, we have to put, I can say that there's a lot of frustration in the delays in councillors and what's going on in these roads, but we have to put the horse before the cart. We have to get Murtagh's Corner completed. We have to get the Gallops Avenue completed. When they're completed, there'll be a complete review of the junction at Poplar Square and that. And our plan always has been that there will be pedestrian crossings at all junctions there, including across to Lawlers there, so all that area. But we cannot, it's no point in putting in a crossing there at the moment and then changing it a few years down the road. So up at the, again, I said at the crossings there where at Meadows and Burn, there is a need there big time, because there's a junction, a lot of traffic come out that road. So it's to protect people with the traffic exiting from Wolfetone Street and the main Dublin Road, which we all know is very busy. So to us, that crossing is needed. But what Bob is saying too, down at Poplar Square, and that is necessary crossings there, and they will come. But we have to get the Gallops Avenue and the Murtagh's Corner done first. The parklet, there's not a lot I don't disagree with on it. Look at the parklet, they're good ideas on that, and it does get used. I'm actually not in favour. I don't think it's a good idea to move it out to Cardistown Park. Cardistown Park, they don't have a coffee shop. It is out to tender at the moment. We possibly will have it somebody there by October, but I think those parklets are for towns and that, and for people to sit out and enjoy themselves. I think up in Cardistown, I think they will have a seated area there. The parklet, I think, won't be big enough. Cardistown can be very, very busy, especially in fine days, because you have play area, you have multiple sports facilities, you have walking. There's a huge turnover, footfall in Cardistown Park, and I think they will, whoever gets that will possibly have some kind of a their own area there on it. But look at parklets do work on that, and it's a matter of, we will get the right place, and we that did cost a lot of money, but we will get use out of it eventually.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for this morning. That is Fine Gael councillor on the Naas Municipal District, Fintan Brett, and former Green Party councillor for Naas, Bob Quinn, joining us this morning in relation to that parklet in Naas Town Centre. It's currently located just on the Dublin Road. It was first located on North Main Street, just kind of across outside of the Grau Restaurant Cafe and opposite Fletcher's Pub. But thanks to you both for joining us on the Kildare Today Show.